Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Crazy cheap prices on the free Spud Shed app.
Welcome to Sports Day here on this Thursday. Last day for us this week. Straight into the news headlines for Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand. Good evening, Hayes.
Good evening, Carl. There you have it. Ross Lyon has pulled out of the Carlton coaching job. In my opinion, he did not want to go through the process. He thought he had it. He had meetings mid-year with Luke Sayers. And you know what? Luke Sayers should be the one that goes with him. He should step down. The way that he has taken over the presidency there at Carlton has been disgraceful. The work he's done, the talks and a lot of the conversations he's had behind closed doors away from the Carlton board, you've got to have unity. He hasn't showed that, and now it's just in a dismal situation.
What about the track record, mate? He was on the board when they sacked Ratten. Mm. He was on the board when they employed Malthouse. He was on the board when they employed Bolton. He was on the board when they sacked Teague, and now he's on the board when they go through this debacle.
Debacle. So they put together a panel. Of course, he just wanted to get Ross Lyon. Then once I think Ross Lyon knew that there was a process he had to win, he wasn't a part of it. And look, who really would want to go for this job, to be honest, when you've got to work alongside that group?
Well, Craig McRae's going to join us today. We'll ask him about the coaching job at Collingwood that he's earned and what he went through. And we'll also get inside both of our teams when it comes to the Bledisloe Cup. We'll be joined by Wallaby in Len Ikitau, and we'll also have a chat to All Blacks 5/8, and that is Anton Lynott Brown.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Nice to have this man on the radio. He's the new Collingwood coach. His name is Craig McRae. He joins us here on Sports Day. Craig, welcome, mate. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Yeah, good afternoon, evening, Carl. I feel amazing. It's been an amazing 24 hours, 48 hours, and I'm just sort of coming back to earth a little bit at the minute.
Now, what did they put you through, mate? Can you give me an idea of what process you've gone through to become the senior coach of Collingwood?
Yeah, it's a pretty extensive one, mate. It went for about 8 weeks and started off at a coffee chat for an hour just to get an interest in terms of what the job entails, and then if there was an interest for me, because they contacted my manager to see if I was wanted to be involved. Then I went to they wanted me to present for about 40 minutes, ended up going for about 3 hours, but they just wanted to dig deeper in the person I was, and then my coaching philosophy and then a little bit of some other stuff. And then got through that phase, and then there was another probably an hour and a half presentation around game plan, and then around structure you're looking to bring in. And then the last one was the presenting to the board, so which went for about an hour again. So it's extensive. But I'll say that the whole process itself really allowed me to go back and dig deep into my 15 years journey. And I feel like I'm a better coach for the whole process, and grateful for the opportunity now.
And it's been a great journey too. Probably the perfect journey when you talk about three-time premiership player at the Brisbane Lions, working with Matthews, and then obviously your teammates have gone on to have success as senior coaches in those positions with Voss and Lepich and the Scott brothers, and then working under Malthouse, Clarkson, Hardwick. It doesn't come any better than that. So you must feel like you're prepared for this role.
Well, as good as you can, Paul, and that's real. My journey is different to others. I've said this yesterday. I'm not a retiring great or a big name, if you like, but my story is mine, and I had to work hard for it. It's probably the only way I've really known, and that's been my journey as a footballer as well. So, I get the opportunity with the amazing mentors and coaches that I've seen. I even got to work at the Storm for 6 years doing their kicking and catching on a part-time basis, and seeing Craig Bellamy and the Colts are built there. So, it gives me a great experience, and now it's just a matter of sitting in the chair and trying to use all those experiences now to make Collingwood better.
How important was it to have actually coached a team in your own right, which you did very effectively in the VFL?
I think that was the moment where I wanted to be a senior coach. I arrived at Richmond. There was an opportunity to coach their VFL. They had limited. It was only two years in the system. It was pretty. They had, I think, they had 2 wins and 3 wins. So the culture was there to be built, and Damien Hardwick and Tim Livingston, I'm grateful for the opportunity they gave me to build a group, and then started building culture. And then all of a sudden, 2 years later, we're in a grand final and we lost by a kick. And then a couple of years after that, we won a grand final by a kick. But that was the thing, I think, the catalyst for me wanting to be a senior coach, is having hands on the steering wheel and really getting some success from that.
When you say you weren't a big name in the game, I remember playing against you, and you're certainly a good player. 195 games. You don't play 195 if you're not a good player. But a lot of the times, a lot of those great players, they have in the past got easier introductions into coaching. Do you feel that's starting to change now with the process that you've been through? And look, I always subscribe to the theory that some of the lesser likes, I guess, who played in defence, make the best coaches because they learn about how difficult it is to play the game.
Yeah, well, I didn't rack him up like you, Paul. You just had it on the string, and I didn't have, you know, flashy blonde hair like Carl and kick lots of goals. That wasn't my story. But yeah, I was a role player and in a great team. And I think you're right. In all ways, it's everyone's own story, as I said. But yeah, the ability to have played roles. To be honest, I don't have an ego as well. I know where my status in the game is, and it's just about being the best coach that I am or can be.
That was brand new Collingwood coach Craig McRae. Stay with us, our Aussie of the Month, it's Len Ikatau. He's coming up.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Let's get into the Australian-made Aussie of the Month. Look for the logo to be sure that it's Aussie. And Len Ikatau is the man that joins us, Wallaby Centre. Welcome, mate. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm good, thanks.
That's great, mate. How's your time been here in the West? And are you ready to go?
Yeah, it's been awesome. We've had the last couple of weeks to, you know, rest and get ready for the All Blacks this week. And, you know, it's just been good for the boys to get around into the community. But overall, we're just, yeah, looking forward to the game this week.
How disappointing was it that the game got delayed? And has that made it easier or more difficult? Maybe made it a little bit easier and a couple of guys that might be a little bit doubtful in the past?
Yeah, obviously, it was a two-week delay, but the boys were ready to, you know, played the last couple of weeks, but you know, we're just happy that there's a game on now, and we're just looking forward to Sunday.
Game 3 here at Optus Stadium. It means a lot, particularly for all the Australian fans out there. It'd be nice to beat them. But what have you been working on since game 2 where it didn't go your way?
Yeah, obviously, we're really disappointed with the last two games in New Zealand, but what an awesome opportunity for us to play in front of our home crowd and a good Perth crowd. And, you know, I feel like for us, it's just, you know, trusting in our process and sticking with it for the full 80. And, you know, I think if we can do that, then we give ourselves a awesome opportunity to, you know, test ourselves against All Blacks.
Dave Rennie's had a game plan that's been quite expansive with a lot of your passing. You did have some turnover tries scored against in game number 2. Has he reined that in, or has he just keep going and basically try to get better so he can execute better?
Yeah, I guess it just comes down to our execution and, you know, just picking the right play and when to do it. And I felt like those intercept tries were just, you know, we weren't playing direct and we weren't, you know, just, I guess, we're just rushing the play too much. And, you know, we just need to be patient and we just need to back ourselves.
You get a good chance too because they've got some force changes from their team. Sam Kane, Sam Whitlock, Aaron Smith and Richie Moyunga are the players that go out. So a bit of experience there.
Yeah, a bit of experience that's gone. But, you know, the All Blacks, they've got lots of depth. And, you know, anyone that comes into the All Blacks jersey will come in and do the job. So, you know, we're not looking at it as a, you know, opportunity, but it's more of a, you know, we're versing the All Blacks and it's going to be a tough challenge.
What about for you individually? Still very, very young in game 2. Limited opportunity, obviously, with the ball, but you would have been happy with your individual performance.
Yeah, I guess pretty new to the international stage. And I guess I'm just happy and grateful to be here. But for me, it's kind of just still trying to work on my game and, you know, hopefully get more game time. And, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Hey, Len, a couple of blokes haven't been playing in Australia for a little while. Quade Cooper, who's been re-included as the current overseas player eligibility allowance, and he's played 70 tests. And the other player is Samu Keravi, who has just played, of course, in the Olympic Games in Tokyo. He's joined up with you here in Perth. How have those two been back in the group? And they must be really looking forward to getting out there on Sunday.
Yeah, Quade and Samu have a lot of experience, and you know, the younger boys are just looking up to them, and you know, learning a few tricks on what they do and how they prep for the game. So like, it's been awesome to have Samu around, especially as a centre with myself, Lalakai, and also Pup there too. So yeah, overall, it's been amazing having them there.
What about Fileti Katuyu? Is he a chance to make his debut? That would be nice for him. Of course, Western four-star here at Optus Stadium.
Yeah, obviously Fileti's plays for the Western Force, and it would be awesome to see him out there, but I guess you have to wait until Friday when they announce the team.
All right, Len. What about Jordan Patea? How is he going back into the team? I guess the extra training probably helped him.
Yeah, you know, Jordy, freak of a player, still young. I think he's 21. You know, he's got the best skill set and asset for a centre or a winger, and I guess he just needs to showcase that if he gets the opportunity to play on Sunday.
Len Ikitau there. It's important to buy Australian right now. Look for the logo to be sure that it's Aussie. Back soon.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
We're talking with Craig Gemmell here to tell us more about the wonderful Sunset Beach. Hello, Craig.
G'day, lads. Yeah, look, we're really excited by the interest we're getting with the Sunset Beach Lifestyle Village in sunny Geraldton.
Looking at the website, Craig, sunsetbeachvillage.com.au, it really does look like a dream spot.
It is fabulous. And Sunset Beach offers residents the opportunity for an affordable, secure and quality lifestyle in the stunning Geraldton area. And it's under 500 metres, just a hop, skip and a jump from the ocean.
Are there certain leases or fees involved?
Yeah, Carl, there's a ground lease fee, which you get in all these villages, and this fee covers all your on-site management, security and use of all the facilities and more.
Sounds like a great investment.
Spot on, and it's especially so for fly-in, fly-out workers who might need a central base for work, and it's easily accessible by the airport and also not a far drive down to Perth or even nearby towns like Halberry and Dongraboys.
For the lifestyle you've always wanted, inquire today at Sunset Beach. Beachvillage.com.au. Let's get into our chats with Mates, Australia's most satisfied customers. NBN from $59. Great to have a man who we're going to see in action on Sunday. It is Australia versus New Zealand. Bledisloe Cup action coming to Optus Stadium, and the All Blacks' Anton Lynott-Brown joins us here on Sports Day. Anton, welcome, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, no, all is well. Perth looks good from my hotel window. I haven't seen a lot of it, but we've been here for almost a week now, and we're keeping sane, so it's not too bad.
That's good. Chatting with mates is what this segment's all about, and I'm sure that you've probably had a fair bit of that to do with your mates, given the scenario that you find yourself in at the moment here in Perth.
Yeah. Well, there's been plenty of chat, plenty of banter being thrown around. We're sort of going to the training field, and then we're spending a lot of time together. My roomie, Damon McKenzie, he's about to be sleeping in the hallway soon, I reckon. So we're getting sick of him, but no, it's been good.
It's sometimes when you get with some of your teammates, and look, I and Paul have experienced it with our AFL careers, flying away, rooming with blokes. I very quickly got rid of rooming with blokes because, mate, some blokes snore, they make other strange noises at night, you can't sleep.
Yeah, to be fair, they make sure they room the snorers together, and they sort of pair you up with someone you get along with. So, look, even though he's a cheeky wee bugger, I'm pretty happy with him.
You've got the Bledisloe Cup again, Game 3. What does it mean to the All Blacks?
Yeah, this game's a big one for us. Last time we were here, the Aussies, they spanked us. So, there's still that memory firmly in the minds of the players that have played that game. And then for us, it's a massive mental game. I mean, we've got the Bledisloe Cup, but there's a lot more we want to achieve, and there's a bit of respect to be put back in that jersey. There's obviously a heck of a legacy that has gone on before us. So, it's a big one for us, and it's going to be a packed stadium, and no doubt the Wallabies are going to be very hungry.
You're going to have to make some change too. Sam Kane goes out injured. Sam Whitlock, Aaron Smith and Richie Mo'unga didn't make the trip. Baby arrivals for all three of them. Something in the water this time of the year, obviously, over there, but they're not going to be easy to replace.
No, they're not. I mean, I think, yeah, what is it, five of our leaders aren't here due to either babies or injuries. So that's a big part of our team. But I guess we were lucky as we've got a lot of talent coming through. And, Richie gets replaced with Bodie, and and there's other key players that can step into those roles as well. So it is something we've spoken about, and we're going to have to work on, I guess, new connections in the team. But like I said before, we're pretty lucky to have some special talent stepping up in their shoes.
Anton Lynott-Brown, Australia's most satisfied customers. NBN from just $59. Search Mate Online back.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Time now for an odds update. Thanks to Tab Touch. The race starts when the bet's on. Tab Touch, better your bet. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858. David Short joins us. Welcome, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thanks, Carl Hayes. Great to be with you, fellas.
So much great racing. Let's start, though, with the AFL and Bledisloe Cup action. How are the markets looking for the couple of AFL contests starting tomorrow night right here?
The Cats go in warm faves, $1.37. GWS at $3.10. Line betting on that game at 16.5. While the Saturday night, we see Brisbane 160. The Dogs at 2.35. Line betting on that game a lot trimmer at 8.5 points. Should be ripping finals, though. Really looking forward to those. The premiership market as it sits now, for the first time all season, we've got a clear-cut premiership favourite, and that is Melbourne at $2.60, Port Adelaide at $3.60, Geelong 6, Brisbane at $9.10 for the Dogs, the Giants there at $19. Brownlow medal betting, Ollie Wines now the warm favourite at $2.75, the Bont at $3.74 for Oliver, $9 for Steele, Petrarca at 13, it's $19 and upwards for the rest of them there. And of course, that big market, if you think you know the Norm Smith medal in advance, I can get involved here. Oliver at 8, 9 for Petrarca, 10 for Wines, Boak at 15, 18 for Gorn and Aaliyah, 21 for Bontempelli. It's 26 and upwards from there.
All right, Shorty, what about the Bledisloe Cup? I think the Aussies are a chance here.
Well, they're a big price if you like them, Hayes. They're a $6 outsider, $1.13 for New Zealand, and that line's at 16.5 points. And all the money's for New Zealand to cover. They're into $1.84. Australia to either win or get within 16 of the All Blacks is out to $1.97.
Wow. So that is going to be an intriguing contest. Looking forward to that on Sunday. Day before Saturday, though, there's plenty of racing action. Let's start at Moonee Valley. The big race is race number 5 to kick off proceedings when it comes to the group racing, the Group 2 McEwen Stakes.
And we see Portland Sky at the head of the market, 265 out to 290. September run's been 350 out to 360. Bit of money for Esther LaRocca, 7 into 650. The Inferno, 750 firm at that quote. Not a lot of movement in that market early doors. Deeper into the program, race number 7, the listed Chautauqua Stakes. Away Game and Bella Nipotina both at 5. Pintoff at 650, 850 for Wild Planet. And the other of the group 2s, the Fian Stakes. This should be a beauty. Again, wide open from a betting perspective. The West Aussie Superstorm, $5 co-favourite with Elephant, $6 about a Sierra Sioux, Shot of Irish at 10, it's 12 and upwards from there.
Starting to hot up at Randwick, plenty of group racing. Let's have a look at races 6, 7 and 8, all group 2 events.
Indeed, the Furious Stakes to kick off, 4 moves ahead and She's All Class, both at 480. Najmati at $5, 7 and upwards from there. On to the Tramway Stakes over the 1,400 metres. This Spruik Galloper, Zaki, resumes for the spring. 240 into 205. Whack! The punters have not mucked around. Our current Cox Plate favourite, expecting to resume a winner on Saturday on the second line of betting their Dreamforce at $7. And the third of the group two is the Chelmsford Stakes. Cascadian, he's got the big white blaze. You won't miss him in the run. 460 into 360 has been an early go. Think it over 460 and firm. She's ideal, 5 out to 7. Cockaracha, 11 into $7.50.
Okay, and 9 races happening at Belmont, getting underway at just after midday. And race number 8, the Jolly Beggar Stakes.
I see red, our warm favourite heading in here at $2.40. Open at $3.50, so the punters have truckloaded this. Don't fuss on the second line, 5.50 into 5. Son of a God, 6 out to 7. Excellent Dream, 6.50 to 7.50. $8 and upwards from there. A huge day of racing there on Saturday.
Thank you, Shorty. Take care.
All the best, fellas.
David Short there with Tab Touch. The race starts when the bet's on. Tab Touch, better your bet. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858. We'll be back with a sports wrap next.
Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Now let's get into a sports wrap. Last night, a good winner too at the US Open Tennis. Alexei Poprin defeating world number 3 Grigor Dimitrov. And Ash Barty plays tonight. An 8-minute toilet break for Stefanos Tsitsipas. What's he doing in there? It's a joke. He lost the third set in a tie break. He was booed when he returned to court. But I tell you what, he says, I went to get changed. It helped. He won 6-love in the fourth. He wiped his opponent from the court. But 8 minutes in the dunny, what's What's he doing?
He's been texting his dad. That's what he's been doing in there, getting some different instructions to go back out on the court with. Other news, Mitch Georgiades, a minor road accident. He's not injured. He'll be okay. The federal government today, Carl, they will provide funding for the Paralympians who win a medal, $20,000 for gold, $15,000 for silver and $10,000 for bronze. That is terrific. And North Melbourne, they've made some cuts to their list. Taylor Garner, Dom Tyson, Will Walker and Connor Menadue won't be offered contracts for next season.
Nice. We will be back on Monday from 6 o'clock. We'll see you then.